All right, Jet. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson with you. Fans, we are getting ready for this one versus Pacific Union and the Penguins. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Penguins in the middle getting ready for the tip-off. We'll have the starting lineups for you momentarily. Penguins just came off a big one up there in Reading against Simpson. And the Penguins take the tip-off. Moving from our right to left. The Penguins feed it down low from Janish to Shelley Klimenko. Klimenko opens the game. The first 13 seconds of the night's proceedings with a two ball. Now the Penguins steal it away on the turnaround. Up with it left-handed is Alicia Flatten. No good. 19:36 to go. Penguins up 2-0. Bringing it up for the Pioneers, Carla Bartlett, and the ball comes over here to the broadcasting area and ends up almost taking out yours truly. 19:28 to go. Tonight's CalPAC doubleheader. Tokoi to bring it inbounds right in front of the broadcasting area. Jet and I are high atop the eastern wall here at the Conlin Center. Tokoi brings it in to Flatten. Flatten brings it across the middle. Now back to the top over to Tokoi. Here's a three ball. Janish on the way. And that is good. 4-3. Kelsey Janish, the 5'8 junior out of Nevada. One of the starters along with Shelley Klimenko, Alicia Flatten, Taki Tokoi, and Raquel Gomes. For the Penguins. Now Gomes knocks it away in the backcourt. Over to Flatten left side. Tokoi. Off the glass, missed it very short, but the Penguins come back up with it. The Penguins lead 5-0 after the big three ball tipped out by the Pioneers, but the Penguins maintain control of it. 5:30 start time tonight on DU Radio, broadcasting worldwide. Here's Flatten over to the left side, Tokoi. Three ball, Janish again on the way. Ooh, missed it right. Down with it, Taki. She goes into the right corner, three ball, Flatten on the way. No, missed it short. Shelley Klimenko had a hand on it. And it's tipped out by Bianca Patrick. Starting for the Pioneers, Carla Bennett, number 3, the 5'4 freshman. Julie Ford, number 20, is a 5'4 freshman. She's out of Sacramento. Aaron True, the 6-foot freshman, number 23, out of Newberry Park, California, down south. Bianca Patrick and Joanne Morris. And converting for the Pioneers, who just came in, is Vanessa Felder. Felder, a 5'10 sophomore out of Rio Lindo. 18:15 to go, 5-2. Penguins on top. Penguins are 5-2 in conference. Pioneers, nothing doing in conference. Inbounds, off the glass from Flatten to Gomes, and good, 4-2. 7-2, Penguins on top. Very early in this CalPAC doubleheader on radio.dominican.edu. Not too many whistles so far, and now throwing the ball away. The Penguins get it, Flatten with a steal, Janish with a layup. Penguins in good move in transition. Pioneers' road colors are black and gold, and those are the colors of the Penguins. Penguins, of course, wearing their home whites tonight, bringing it up, Pioneers, across the timeline. Janish is all over Julie Ford. Ford now throws it off the left side to Carla Bartlett. Bartlett goes left side, throws it away. Janish gets in the way of it. 17:30 to go. Fast break, Tokoi in the corner. Tokoi turns around, three ball on the way, flat and good. And a timeout has been called very quickly by the Pioneers. It's 12-2, 17:22 to go. So Jet and I are here just getting the last of the technical issues worked out. Tonight's CalPAC doubleheader has the men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Pacific Union's guys come in 2-9. Penguins are 9-2. Should be interesting. Hope you stay tuned for that one. Just wrapping up the last couple of details here, technical issues. And we're going to have a great broadcast for you. Penguins on top, 12-2. The end of the timeouts come. 17:15 to go in the first half. Ladies game opening the action tonight here at the Conlin Center. Jet and I broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. As usual, broadcasting worldwide on BU Radio. 17 minutes exactly to go in the first half, fans. Here is Alicia Flatten from the left elbow. Horseshoe back at her. Klimenko with the rebound. Now Janice drives in left side. Heaves it up to Klimenko. Shelley gets in the way and then manages to convert. Great two ball there by Klimenko. 14-2. 16:40 to go in the first half. Pioneers in transition. They bring it up right side. Julie Ford has it swiped away from her by Klimenko. 16.5 to go. Flatten now with a two ball. Misses it from the right side. Runs around as if to transition back to the other end. The Pioneers just gave it right back to her. 14-2. Here's Klimenko now. She's between the circles. She heaves it over to Takoya on the right side. Right side now is Janish off the glass. She's fouled. Everything okay? All
right. You stopped at the one over the...
Yeah, we're good. All right. How's our level? Everything good? Jed Jackson on the production end of tonight's proceedings. 16:05 to go. Welcoming all the PUC fans listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu. 16:05 to go. First 4 minutes, Jet and I were working the controls. So if you want to go back and listen to the first 4 minutes, you can always do so by lifting it off the website. This will be posted within 24 hours, as usual. 16:04 to go. The clock rolls as Janish makes them both. 16-2. Penguins on top over the Lady Pioneers. 0-11 in conference Pioneer women. 5-2. For Brianna Chambers, of course, Chambers is assisted by Bria Road, LaShawna Bridgeforth, and Christine Witt. Penguins now working the wheel outside Janish, left edge. She drives in, then backs out, gets it back over to Flatten, who goes around her guy. Flatten heaves it indoors with 14 on the shot clock. Hook shot by Klimenko is deep. With the rebound, Vanessa Felder, a 5'10 sophomore out of Rio Lindo. She flips it off to Kay Tagonin. Tagonin out of Sacramento, a 5'5 freshman. A lot of freshmen on the PUC squad. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your broadcasters for tonight's proceedings.
Yes,
foul is called. I'm not sure who that foul is against. I think it was Decoy. Although Shelley Klimenko got yanked in place of the Penguins' Kaserina Hafoka at 6'2", Hafoka out of San Mateo, freshman. And as Jet mentions often, as a hook shot by Devin Tinney goes up, and that is good. The 5'9 freshman Tinney for two, 16-4. As Jet mentions, Hafoka is a dual sport athlete. Here's a three ball by Alicia Flatten from out there at about 24 feet, a little deep for Flatten to be shooting, and comes up short, 15-10. 16-4, Penguins comfortably in control. Here's a jumper from the right side by Tinney, and Tinney knocks down another one, Jet.
Yeah, sir. Tinney's showing a lot of good athleticism there, making the shots, too. But this Pioneers team, this Pacific Union College, has yet to post a win. So, you know, definitely they want to make one against the Penguins. But our Lady Penguins don't seem to be letting that happen as Janice pushes the ball out to Takoya. Takoya will drive into the paint, go out to Flatten. Flatten sell a perimeter, go inside to a focus. She's double teamed out to Raquel Gomes. Raquel Gomes shoots, misses. It's rebounded by Flatten. Flatten will go back up to Janice. Janice will go and pull up for the short jumper. Misses again, and the ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes. Bounces off the hand of some Pacific Union defenders. As Alicia Flatten sits back, calls the play. We'll go out to Takoy. Takoy has the ball. She'll go up back to the top of the key to Janice. Janice will try to drive in. She'll go up between the defender, makes the layup. And the score is 18-6 so far, 14-15 left on the clock here in the Collins Center as the Pioneers of Pacific Union College bring it back Pacific Union College yet to post a win. They're trying to get into it as Pacific Union has the ball. They go out, and it's out of bounds. Out of bounds on Pacific Union. The ball will go back to Dominican. Subbing in the game for Pacific Union right now would be number 33, Brianna Patrick, as well as number 20, Julie Ford, is still remaining in the game, and Carla Bartlett. Bartlett, freshman guard from Mesa Grande, getting some PT tonight as Janice carries the ball up for the Lady Penguins. Tecoy has the ball. She's going inside to Gomes. Gomes quickly, the old team goes to Flatten. Flatten out to Janice. Janice down to Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes up, misses the layup as two Pioneers collide. The ball is out on Dominican University. Dominican will have, or the Pioneers will have the ball, excuse me, and they'll be passing in as Shauna Bryant, freshman from Ripon, California, will sub in for Raquel Gomes for the Lady Penguins. The Pioneers will try to inbound the ball. The ball is inbounded. Dominican playing tough full court press as Janice gets her hands in the way, knocks the ball out of bounds. She knocked the ball out of the hands of Julie Ford, the freshman from Sacramento, California. As Pacific Union will have the ball again, and they'll inbound it. Ball being inbounded by Carla Bartlett, the 5'4" freshman guard. This ball is inbounded into number 10, Devin Tenney. Tenney has the ball, goes back to Bartlett again. Bartlett will go to the top of the court, right down to Julie Ford. Julie Ford trying to figure out what she wants to do with it. Tries to push in the paint. Dishes out to number 33, Brianna Patrick, and it is an air ball. Knocked out of bounds by the CSU Pioneer, by the Pacific Union College Pioneers, excuse me, and Dominican University will inbound the ball. Great defensive play by Dominican on that possession, Stu. They really, really showed a lot of smarts, not letting the Pioneers score. As the score remains 18-6 with a little over 13 minutes left, as Brittany Rowland, the true freshman, is in the game. Rowland's seen a lot of more PT here so far since one of our starting guards, Michaela Basherville, went down with a broken collarbone a few games ago. Basseville was a great role player for this team, and when one goes down, the freshman has to step up. Alicia Flatten has the ball, 7 seconds left on the shot clock. She drives in, gets the two. Go ahead and snatch the layup, 20-6 so far, 12 minutes, 52 seconds left here. Only on radio.dominican.edu you can see great basketball as the Pioneers will take it up court. The ball is dished. Handed to number 31, Vanessa Fielder. She goes up for the two over Raquel Gomes. The score is 20-8 now. 20-8 is still 12 minutes and a half left here in the first half of this game. One foul with Dominican, one foul towards the Pioneers. The ball is stolen from Dominican by Bartlett. Bartlett will have the ball. She'll dish up to court. Goes down low to number 10, Devin Tenney. Tenney goes and she is fouled. Tenney is fouled by Alicia Flatten. Girl in the Cal Pack who leads the Cal Pack in steals this season. Flatten having a great season so far. As Tenney will go to the line for the Pioneers. Tenney sits online. She goes up for the first one. In and out like a fast food restaurant. Tenney does not score her first free throw. Score still remains 20-8 here in the Collins Center. 20-8 Dominican. 12 minutes, 14 left on the clock. Tenney goes up again, makes her second. The ball will be inbounded by Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant goes to Flatten, and Alicia Flatten will carry the ball for the Penguins. Stu, this has been an up-and-down season for our girls' squad. Stu, we've seen real grit play. We've seen real bad play. I mean, hopefully can they get in some kind of rhythm. I mean, they are 5-2 in conference, but some of those games were tough fought.
Absolutely. Good marks so far by the Penguins. And tonight we're looking for a little chance for the Penguins to regain that composure they had early in the season when they were just looking so great. They came out, Jed, as you know, four in a row. And then started slip-sliding around a little bit with a couple tough losses, although a great win at Reading night before last over at Simpson University.
Oh, no doubt about it. It definitely delivered. On that last play by Dominican, Brittany Rowland drove in, missed the two. The ball will be inbounded again by CSU Pioneers. The ball is out of stolen, regained by Kasserina Afoka. She's called for the travel. Afoka will be called for the travel on that as the Pioneers will inbound the ball again. Carla Bartlett will be the one to inbound it by Dominican University. There's a chance for defense are happening on the ladies' bench right now. Dominican trying to rally the troops. As the Pioneers have the ball, they're sitting down the perimeter, not knowing what much to do with it. 20. Julie Ford will go out. Ford with a wild pass gets somehow controlled by Bartlett. Bartlett will push into the paint. She's double teamed. Ball swatted out of the hands by Brittany Rowland. Rowland, however, not be able to get the ball. As Bartlett has the ball again for the Pioneers. Bartlett will sit back, shoot from the top, misses it. Rebound missed by Brittany Rowland. And some sloppy basketball going down so far. Not being able to have good control of the ball as the CSU Pioneers are able to get into the paint and score. Vanessa Felder was sitting right under the rim, was able to get the shot up. And a timeout is called by the CSU Pioneers. It's 2011 so far here on radio.dominican.edu. 11:07 on the clock. Lady Panthers looking good so far as they're heading this matchup. As I said, the Pacific Union College Pioneers are 0-17 on the season, 0-11 in conference. However, your Lady Panthers are 7-9, 5-2 in conference, so good in conference play so far. We're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu. If you're in the San Rafael area and you need something good to eat, you should hit up Puentes Taqueria. Puentes is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, and they host the best burritos in town. Located in the Montecito Plaza, right there off 3rd Street, hit them up. Puentes Taqueria. Also, don't forget, if you're a Dominican student, Wells Fargo, free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, as well as the Bank of Marin. Bank of Marin is committed to your business and our community. They are also a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. You can look them up online at bankofmarin.com. As the Penguins will re-enter the court, Alicia Flatten, Raquel Gomes, Taki Takoy, Shelly Carminko, and Kelsey Janis are on the floor. Pioneers send out their starting squad as well, which consists of Carla Bennett, Julie Ford, Aaron True, Bianca Patrick, and Joanne Morris. Balls put up by Dominican University as the Pioneers will inbound it. Bartlett with the inbound. Kelsey Janis playing tough defense on Julie Ford. She's called for the foul. Janis is going ahead and call for the foul on that one as the ball will again go back to Pioneers. Not sure what the call was on that. Seemed like probably a reach. This ball is invited by CSU Pioneers. Raquel Gomes playing tough defense as they go in with the drive. Felder goes up and gets fouled. That is Vanessa Felder, Rio Linda, California. The freshman, this Pacific Union College team consists of a lot of young players, Stu, a lot of freshmen and sophomores. Only one junior, one senior on this squad. So they're working with a lot of young players this year. As Felder goes up, makes the first free throw, shoots and make it. And in now for the Pioneers will be number 35, Joanne Morris, number 33, Bianca Patrick. As Felder will get ready to shoot her second. Misses the ball. Is rebounded by CSU, or by the Pioneers. Excuse me if I call them CSU one more time. I'm a puke. Pioneers will have the ball as Dominican gets the rebound. Coach Giants carries it up court. Talking to Quinn, how's it? They're playing hard defense in their face. No fouls called, however. As Felder gets the steal from Raquel Gomes. Felder goes up with the easy two. Makes it. The score is now 20-14. 10:26 left here in the half as Pioneers are playing press. Full court press on Alicia Flatten. Flatten's a great ball handler, though. She's able to carry the ball on court. Gets down to Clemenko. Goes out to Takoy. Takoy sitting there. Takoy, freshman, imported all the way from New Zealand. Playing good basketball so far, freshman year. As Janis has the ball, dishes down to Raquel Gomes. She misses. Is rebounded by Clemenko. Clemenko shoots. Misses. Is rebounded by Janis. And the ball will be snatched down by the Pioneers. As Bartlett will go up court for the Pioneers. Smothered by Janis, shoots up the shot. It's rebounded by Clemenko. Shelly Clemenko has been known to post a double-double. Great rebounder, great mover in the paint. She's the tallest of these Penguin girls, standing at 6 feet. It was actually Clemenko stands at about 5'10", so she's almost tallest.
Clemenko just nailed that two ball there, Jet, while you were going over her stats. She is so smooth. She's just getting better every game.
I'm telling you, silent but deadly. I didn't even hear any emotion on the court. She just went up and did it. So
pretty good crowd on hand.
No doubt about it, Stu.
For considering PUC with no wins in conference. perhaps not the most compelling matchup tonight, although it's always nice to have the Pioneers in the house.
No doubt about it. It's good to have these students come down to Dominican University, play good ball. Shelly Kamiko bats Bartlett, gets the rebound, will dish the ball to Flatten. Kamiko looks to be starting to have a great game as Janice will drive in, shoot out to Tekoi. Tekoi will pull the jumper. Yimmy X. Tekoi makes the three, 25-14. It is 9:07 on the clock as the ball will be inbounded by the Pioneers.
Jed, as usual, on radio.dominican.edu, we are broadcasting from San Fran to Japan.
UConn to Euphrates, right, Stu?
From Mumbai to Dubai.
That's a new one. I like that. The ball is stolen by Kermenko as Ashton Flatten will go up, and Flatten will go down to Tekoi. Flatten gets the ball after Kermenko stole it, dish it down court to Taki Tekoi. Tekoi will go up with the easy two, the freshman from New Zealand. As she goes up, tries to make the block on number 10, Devin Tenney, not able to get it. Tenney will score the two. It's 27-16 so far, 8:25 left here in the half.
What a play by Tekoi. She just heaved it up there and found the bottom. That was beautiful.
No doubt about it. The ball is brought up court again by the Pioneers, and they go up and score the easy two. Not good job getting back on Dominican side that time. Julie Ford will be credited with those points.
Man, that was a great play by Ford, the 5'4" freshman out of Sacramento. So smooth from the right side. Ford brings it to.
Score is 27-18, 7:55 left in this game. Four fouls on Dominican, one on the Pioneers as they bring it back up court. They will dish down low. Pioneers drive in, and the two is made and one. And I believe that was by number 35, Joanne Maurice, the freshman, the 5'9 freshman forward, right here for the Pioneers. Great shot. She'll go ahead and get the points. It's 27-20 as the Pioneers seem to be clawing their way back in this one. You know, Stu, they say when you don't have any wins, you just try that much harder to get just one, to get some kind of respect for the season. I think that's what the Pioneers are fighting for. I have no doubt about it. Is she'll go up and make the extra point.
Hey, the Pioneers aren't playing that bad.
Not bad at all.
Penguins are playing nice, solid. Like to see the Penguins playing some consistent round ball. But Pioneers are playing pretty tough so far.
They're playing pretty tough.
They're only down by six.
True. It's 27-21 so far. 7.5 minutes left as Alicia Flatten will go up. Misses the two. Looked like an easy layup as the ball is rebounded by Dominican. They go back out to Tekoi. Ooh, just off the tip of the rim. Go out to Janice. Janice is called with the travel. That's Kelsey Janice, someone who started off real hot this season, kind of slowed down as of late.
I want to give props to Jordan Da Silva Darama. Man, she just went in there for the rebound and ripped the ball away from the Pioneers and heaved it outside and got the ball back for the Penguins. Didn't result in any points scored for the DUs, but a great rebound by Darama.
No doubt. Jordan Da Silva Darama is the freshman, 6 feet tall, freshman from Fort Bragg, California.
I had to take a moment there to brag about her.
No doubt about it. As the Pioneers will have the ball, go down low to Bartlett. Another foul is called on Dominican University.
Man, Flatten didn't like that call. She kind of put the palms to the ceiling jet and rolled her eyes.
Wasn't really happy about that one whatsoever, Stu, as the ball will now be inbounded by the Pioneers to go down low. Double coverage. They take the shot anyway. Shot is missed by the Pioneers as they'll go up again. Another miss short, too. His ball is rebounded by Janish. Janice looks for Tekoi, catches Tekoi going up court. Taki Tekoi goes up. It's a little bit short of the two. She'll go back down to Shauna Bryan. Shauna Bryan will go up under the rim, get the 2 points, 28-21, 6 minutes, 48 seconds left on the clock.
What here. A rebound by Tekoi, Jet. She just reached over her head and a blind rebound. She reached up and grabbed it.
No doubt. Tekoi showing a lot of great athleticism as number 21, Sarah Batiste. Sarah Batiste, the senior, will go ahead. The only senior on this squad will go ahead and shoot the easy two for the Pioneers. As Tekoi has the ball knocked out of her hands, it goes out of bounds, and the possession arrow still points at Dominican University.
Keep an eye on this stuff. 6:24 to go, fans. The Penguins are only up by six. Pioneers are playing very tough.
Yes, sir. As Alicia Flatten will have the ball. Carry it up for the Penguins as she goes out to Tekoi. Tekoi is showing a little bit of the hot hand so far in this game. Go down to Bryant. Bryant goes up, shoots from the free throw line, doesn't quite get it. However, Felder has the ball and she's going to hold up, wait for some more help down court. as the Pioneers go in, draw the foul. That was number 21 again, Sarah Batiste scoring the points. The only senior on this Pioneer squad. She's able to drive in and get the two. And she will go to the line for the and one. The Penguins definitely can win this game, too. The only thing they have to keep is what we say every time, is keep from making those simple mistakes, the unnecessary fouls, the unnecessary travels and simple fouls and simple violations. If they can stay there, keep their nose clean, they can always come away with a W in this one, too.
Well, 5-2 against the 0-11 Pioneers. On paper, the Penguins are absolutely the favor, but you're right. You know, all they got to do is get sloppy for a minute, and things are going to get nutty, since the Penguins are only up by four.
No doubt about it. Batiste playing tight defense on Kelsey Janis, knocks the ball out. Janis will have the ball and inbound it for the Penguins, and she goes to Flatten. Flatten showing some great athleticism, getting up in the air, catching that wild John Elway tight pass as Janis will drive it in, pull up for the long two. Doesn't make it. However, Jordan De Silva Duramo goes ahead and gets the two and gets the foul.
Drama's getting some serious airtime tonight, Jet, with some great play. That's one way to get your name on the radio over and over and over.
No
doubt. Keep stepping up.
Oh, yes, sir, Stu. 31-25. It's 5 minutes and 41 left.
That's why I'm saying your name all the time, because you're always stepping up, Jet.
Hey, I'm just trying to do you, Stu. Trying to be like you.
All right, Drama is on the line.
No doubt. Hopefully, one of the Lady Penguins can do something miraculous tonight against this Pioneers team. I'm not hoping for anything worthy of Kobe scoring 61 in the
Did you believe
Garden.
That?
I'm telling you, 61 points, but hey, LeBron goes in there. Yes, last night, triple-double, 52 points.
You know, if I were going to score 61 in a game, I'd want to do it at the Garden, too. It'd be a good place to do it.
Oh, no, that was the greatest stage in the world as De Silva Duramo goes ahead, pulls up for the long two. Don't give me one, give me two. She drops it 33-25, 5.5 minutes left here on the clock.
That was a smooth 16-footer there from the right edge.
No doubt about it. Duramo, where has she been all season? She seems to be dropping some good points. The freshman from Fort Bragg, don't mean to brag on her, but she's killing it so far as Bartlett takes it in, is sworn by defenders. And who is it? It is Duramo, who goes ahead and gets the steal as she goes up to Flatten. Duramo having a great game.
You're not kidding. With 5 minutes to go, she's a player of the game for the DUs right now.
No doubt about it. Duramo will get the ball down low. She'll pull up.
Travel.
And she will be called with the travel.
Duramo buried it, Jet. It found the bottom of the hoop, but not before there was a push-off. Oh, it was called against...
However, travel was not on Duramo.
No, it was called against Bryant.
Called against Bryant. Number 10, Devin Tenney will come in for Bianca Patrick. Stu, I was just saying that this is a young Pioneers team. If you look at their schedule, they are only full of freshmen and sophomores, one junior, one senior. This is a young, young team.
Yeah, you're right. Among the starters, you had four freshmen and one sophomore.
No doubt about it. The Pioneers will try to go up under, pull a type of and-one Harlem Globetrotter shot. Doesn't quite go down for Bartlett as Flatten will take the ball back up court, 33-25. Flatten will go down to Bryant. Bryant will go up with a quick layup. Does not quite make it. However, the ball is shot down court, grabbed by Tekoi. Tekoi playing a great defensive game. We'll go up the ball to Flatten. Flatten has the ball in her hand. She'll go out to Janis. Janis will go down low to Bryant. Bryant will be fouled in the paint. And Shauna Bryant, freshman from Ripon, California, will go to the line.
That foul is called against Tinney there. Tinney got wrapped up with Brian under the hoop. Going to send number 44 to the line. Brian, that's William McCovey's old number.
Yes, sir. It is William McCovey's old number. Speaking of which, can't wait for baseball season to get back in the roller for that.
I think pitchers and catchers report in about 10 days.
And Alicia Flatten will come out now as... No, Alicia Flatten will not come out. That will be Duramo. She will come out as Kesarina Hafoka will come in for the Lady Penguins. Hofoka, the two-sport athlete, is Shauna Bryant, drops her free throws. Bartlett will have the ball now. Bartlett will carry the ball up court, and the Pioneers have it. The Pioneers go down low. Dominican was caught sleeping. Hofoka was not paying attention as number 23, Aaron Shrew, almost got the easy jumper, the easy layup, I should say, as the Penguins have the ball now. The ball is in the hands of Tekoi. Tekoi has it, and it's stolen from Shauna Bryant. Bryant gets the ball snatched over from Tenney, and Tenney will go ahead and score 34-25 as Coach Chambers calls the timeout. 3 minutes and 41 seconds left in this first half, and it is 34-27. The Lady Penguins, if you ask me, Stu, should be leading by a lot more. This Pioneers team is not showing nearly as much strength of I wouldn't say talent, I'll say strength, I guess, of will so far in this beginning of this game, as we've seen from many other teams that have come here and played Dominican. But, hey, the Lady Penguins are still in the lead, so I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain way too much. I'm definitely loving the play of Jordan Da Silva Duramo, the freshman from Fort Bragg. Like we always say, hate to brag on her, but she's killing it so far. So
she's
having a good game.
She's doing a real good job. This timeout brought to you by Bobby's Cafe for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Free appetizers when the Penguins score 75 points or more, Jet. And this says, offer valid for one free appetizer with stamp day of game menu up to a week after game day. You can find them down there on 4th and G, Bobby's Cafe. It used to be the Foxhole. Now it's Bobby's. Down on 4th and G, and here's my partner, Jed Jackson, with a play-by-play.
Yes, sir. Dominican University bring the ball up court. However, the ball bounces off the feet of a Pioneer defender. It was Alicia Flatten will now inbound it for Dominican University. Flatten definitely huge, huge star on his team. We'll go to the instant Kessarina Hofoka. Hofoka gets the easy layup. And the score is now 36-27, 3 minutes and 19 seconds left here on the clock. As the ball is stolen again. Oh, almost stolen, but it goes back in the hands of Tenney of the Pioneers. Pioneers will take the ball, and the pass by Tenney is a little wild. Not quite sure who she was trying to go to, but it's out of bounds. As Tekoy will now inbound it to Janish.
Looked like she was trying to hit the referee there, Jed.
I don't know. Someone was trying to catch the ball, but they weren't wearing a Pioneers jersey, so not the right choice. Janish tries to rush in, gets the travel. Seemed like she should have got the foul on that, but Janish definitely showing her dislike of that call.
Janish slammed right into the defender and got kind of wrapped up, never really had control of the ball, and got called with the walk.
No doubt about it. But now Brittany Rowland will come in for Kelsey Janish. Rowland, the true freshman from Seattle, Washington. Rowland getting a lot more PT since, I should say, the injury to Michaela Baskerville, who's originally 1-2 guard on this team. Miss Flatten will go up, gets the steal, passes it down low to Tekoy. Tekoy will pull up for the easy jumper. Score is 38-27. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here on the first half. And it's been quite a quick first half, Stu.
Yeah, not a lot of whistles so far. You're absolutely right.
Just when we speak of it, though.
Yeah, that's right.
A timeout is called.
Not 6:03 on the West Coast, fans. Not a timeout. I thought it was also, Jeff, but it's just a slow down in play. Perhaps for some reason they were given some sort of a stop. I'm not sure why.
Stop. The ref yelled timeout. She was right in front of me. I don't know. Well, Roland will have the ball. She's showing some great ball handling skills, being a true freshman here. Roland putting the brakes on her. Almost broke some ankles right there. Brittany Rowland has the ball. Will go out to Tasha Tekoy. The pass from Sean O'Brien. She'll be credited with the assist. Tekoy is credited with the three-pointer. Give me threes or give me war. Tekoy drops it 41-27. 2 minutes left here in the first half. As the Pioneers will have the ball, and they have no answer so far for this Dominican defense. The shot goes up in and out by the Pioneers. However, number 33 is able to drop it, and that is 33, Bianca Patrick.
I'm still trying to get over that beautiful shot, the three ball by Tekoy out there on the left wing. She just hammered it. Crowd went nuts.
No doubt about it. And just as we speak of Tekoy, we can't help but mention Alicia Flatten, who was able to pull up for the short J as well. 43-29, a minute and a half left.
Don't forget, fans, at halftime, the halftime extravaganza with my partner, Jed Jackson, all the stats, everything that matters, coming up in just a minute and a half. But for now, here he is with the play-by-play.
And just as that ball was batting it and was tossed in, it was batted away by Brittany Rowland. Snatched again as Dominican had it. They went up to Tekoy. Tekoy scores the two. The turnaround layup. 45-29, a minute over the clock, and Tekoy is killing it so far.
All of a sudden, it was Duramo there in the first half of this period, and now it's all Tekoy.
Yes, sir. Tekoy is definitely stepping up. That's one great thing about this Dominican team. They don't lose easy. They don't win easy all the time, but they usually get the good wins, and they play good basketball when they need to, as Tenney will take the ball up court over Hofoka. Can't shoot over Hofoka. She is a presence in the paint, Stu, as Rowland will carry the ball up and give it to Flatten. However, the off-ball foul is called, I believe, and Flatten She's definitely upset with her teammates on that one. And the
well, that was just a foolish error by the freshman Brittany Rowland. She had a backcourt penalty. She brought it up across the timeline and then hit Flatten before Flatten got over the middle.
Were those those freshman mistakes?
That's
they
exactly
have.
What it was.
The freshman mistake says the ball will be inbounded by the Pioneers. And another foul on Brittany Rowland. Rowland finding herself in the wrong spot at the wrong time two times in a row.
Rowland's out of Seattle at 5'5", Jet, and has been playing pretty well as of late, but all of a sudden the last 1 minute has been rough on her. Only 40 seconds to go in the first half.
No doubt, as Tennis shoots up, the free throw does not make it. Rowland giving the ball off to Alicia Flatten, making sure she doesn't cross the line beforehand. Brittany Rowland, true freshman, having a great season so far. Definitely looking forward to seeing a whole much lot of her later on as her time goes on here as an athlete at Dominican. However, foul is called against Alicia Flatten. Not against Alicia Flatten, excuse me. That is against number 20, Julie Ford.
Of course, Flatten's number 22.
Yes, sir.
That's why it got confusing there all
I saw
of a
two 20s, and I just said the first name that came to mind.
40.
Flatten will take the ball up court. She is covered tight. They're playing tight defense, trying to claw back in this one as the clock counts down, 10-9.
Shot clock is off.
Shot clock is off, 45-29, and the Penguins will hold it as Flatten will pull up for the short two right off the tip of the rim. Ball's rebounded by the Pioneers. And that would be the end of the first half, 45-29. The Penguins are definitely in major control of this game.
Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to one of the DU radio favorites, Kathy Cotton out there, a recording artist in Fairfax, one of Jet's favorites. And we will have some of Kathy Cotton's music for you here at halftime before Jet comes back with the halftime extravaganza featuring all of the stats and all the numbers that matter. Jet will be back with those, but for now, it's Indie Recording Night with Kathy Cotton on radio.dominican.edu.
Go down low, and there's a travel called against the Pioneers. The Pioneers have the travels. The ball will be inbounded from Dominican University. Taki Takoi will have it. They're playing tight defense. Pioneers, hopefully, they're trying to climb back into this game, clinging to all hope, but the Lady Penguins are not letting them catch a break. Chelsea Janish now has the ball. She's calling the plays. She goes out to Takoi. Takoi's got the hot hand three tonight. She is not letting anybody stopper as the ball goes down to Raquel Gomes. Gomes misses it. However, it is snatched again by Klemenko. Klemenko will go inside to Gomes. Gomes go out to Takoi. Takoi will shoot the jumper. Misses just off the tip of the rim a little bit more, and she would have had it as the ball will be taken down the court by the Pioneers. They'll go up, and the ball is out. Shoei Klemenko getting up, trying to knock one loose. Knocks it out of bounds as Barley will inbound the ball. Now, Alicia Flatten comes out as Brittany Rowland, the true freshman, will come in from her. Rowland from Seattle, Washington, having a great game as the Pioneers shoot the ball out. And the three is shot by number 35, Joanne Morris. Joanne Morris is able to go up, shoot the three, quite unexpected, as the score is now 45-31. 19:08 left on the clock. Janice will go down low to Gomes. Gomes will go back up to Klemenko. Klemenko shoots, misses, rebounded by Bartlett. And Bartlett stepping on the line and not able to get out of bounds. As Brittany Rowland will be inbounding it for Dominican University. Rowland, as we said, the true freshman all the way from Seattle, Washington, showing a lot of great poise here as she passes the ball down low to Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes up, gets the easy layup. Score is now 47-31, 18 minutes, 52 seconds left on the clock as Bartlett carries the ball down. Oh, and the Pioneers try to dish it in quick with passing, but Klemenko got in the passing lanes. Kept the ball from moving around. Shelley's having a great game, 47-31. As we said, at the start of the half, Klemenko had came into this second half, but I believe just about 12 blocks. No, that is, excuse me, that was 12 points from Taki Takoi. Klemenko didn't have 12 blocks. She had about 5 blocks, but she was having a good game as the ball shot up by Janish. Janish doesn't quite get it. Klemenko rebounded, handed down to Gomes. Gomes go out to Klemenko. Klemenko pulls up for the short jumper, gets it. 49-31, 18 minutes and 25 seconds left. The ball now is in the hands of the Pioneers. Shelly Kamiko getting in the pass lanes again, showing a lot of great poise on defense as the ball is rebounded by the Pioneers. However, the ball snatched up again. Mark Kamiko shoots down court to Takoy. Takoy sits in the perimeter. She goes in for the layup. Takes too many steps. Gets the travel. Takoy trying to get the points. Took a little too many steps. It was close to call, but the refs didn't give her the benefit of the doubt. 49-31.
Man, Chambers came up on her feet. She's freaking out. She's still going crazy.
No doubt about it. Coach Chambers doesn't like to see stuff like that happen in those close calls. It's a little under 18 minutes left here, and the Lady Penguins are playing just as good as basketball as they were in the first half, if not better, as Brittany Rowan steps up on the defense. The ball is driven in by number 20, Julie Ford. She does not get it as the Penguins will bring the ball up court. Passes down. Beautiful passing from Janice right down to Takoy.
Yeah, Klemenko started that zigzag pattern. There's no way to defend against that. Penguins pinpoint accuracy.
No doubt. That was like a three-man weave. They practice that all the time from when you first pick up a basketball till college, and she's definitely got that down. Pretty much a drill on court. Great display of fundamentals, 51-31. 17 and a half left here so far, Stu. And by my counts, 20 points. These Pioneers, if they want to even match up and get at least one notch on their win column, they are going to have to start playing better basketball.
Well, you look, it's pretty tough to get. I mean, Penguins are all alone in third place right now in the conference.
No doubt. And just as we speak, Raquel Gomes snatches the ball away, gets the easy steal as Takoy will go up and get the easy two, 53-31, and things are not getting much better for these Pioneers. As a push is called on Kelsey Janice. Janice is playing good, solid defense. Didn't look like a push to me. Janice is definitely has that scowl on her face like, oh, I can't believe it. But, however, we're winning, so we're not complaining too much as the ball is brought up by the only senior, Batiste. Batiste trying to run their offense. She'll go out to Bartlett. Bartlett will go down low to Gomes. They'll go around Gomes. And he goes up. That would be Tinney. Devin Tinney, the freshman from Forest Lake, California, will go around Gomes and get the two. It's 53-33. 16:40 left on the clock. As Janice drives in, dishes out to Gomes. Gomes out the ball, go out to Kelsey Janice. Janice usually has a hot hand three. I'm surprised she hasn't tried to pull a jumper yet in this game, Stewart. She'll go back out again to Gomes. Gomes will try to drive in. Up. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Takoy has the ball in her hand. She goes down to Kurenko. 3 seconds left. Kurenko goes up. Turnaround jumper. 55-33. And the Penguins I win this game, and Coach Brianna Chambers seems to be on cruise control.
Yeah, that's a pretty great play there by Klemenko.
No,
Klemenko's just getting some great minutes here in this game, Jack.
Oh, yes, sir. Stu, she's definitely showing a lot of great athleticism, too. I mean, that turnaround jumper was nice.
It was so flat, but it was with such authority off the glass, she just hammered it down.
But the move was so fluid. That's what I'm impressed about. Real fluid movement, real great, real natural. Klemenko is definitely a hooper. Oh, Gomes has the ball. Seems to be knocked away as Takoy tried to go for it. Batiste dived down at Takoy's feet trying to snatch the ball, and she got the brunt of that.
Well, she did take the short end of the stick there, but Batiste sacrificing the body for the team. You got to love that, Jack. Kind of like you on the radio squad. So throw yourself out there for us.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'll take all the big bruises, too. I'm the bash brother here, I guess. If Roland will have the ball, she again puts the brakes, puts the works on Batiste as Takoy goes up, misses the three. It's rebounded by Kamiko. Kamiko takes a step back. The ball dances around the rim for a second but drops in for Shelly Klemenko.
Has Klemenko missed anything tonight?
She's not even looking. She is not even looking. She is just playing street ball here as the ball, however, is scored. Defense broke down for a little bit. Julie Ford was able to get in there and get it as the Penguins carry the ball court again. And who is it? Klemenko.
Zigzag flatten to Takoy. Or was it Roland? Somebody hit Klemenko down low and stride and boom.
No doubt about it. 59-35 and Dominican is dominating this game. Up and down all around. It is nothing but the DUs so far in this second half.
Little layup there by Carla Bennett. Didn't go, but she picked up the foul on the way.
Yes, sir. Waiting to come in now will be number 31, Vanessa Felder, as well as Devin Tinney. will come in now for the Pioneers. And also number 22, Shayna Herman. I believe Shayna Herman seeing her first minutes of the game. Sophomore from Modesto, California. PUC is right up there in the Napa Valley, Stu. They're a nice little school.
Yeah, up in Angwin.
Yeah, up in Angwin, California. Beautiful country.
Men scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight, Jet. An interesting thing about the men, even though they're 2-5, Penguin men are 5-2.
Yes, sir. The shot was
no, that's not right.
No doubt.
Penguin men are 9-2.
That's right. That is correct. You guys, dude. The Penguin men are having a good season. The shot was put up by Bartlett on the free throw. Was rebounded by Felder, and she was able to go up and get the point over Clermenko.
The point I was making, Jet, was the Penguin men are 9-2. The Pacific Union men are 2-9. But one of those two victories, as Roland hammers on the three ball from straight away, one of those victories, Jet, was over Maritime Academy by 16. And, of course, the Penguin men went to overtime with Maritime. So the PUC men are no pushover, even though the record is 2-9. It's going to be a good game tonight.
Oh, for sure. It's through the PU men and PUC men and no pushover as Brittany Rowland was able to sit back and drop a nasty three right in the face of the defender. 62-39. Rowland having a great game as a freshman. As the Jones will carry the ball up for the DUs again. Tekoi will have it. She'll be in the paint. Go down low to Clermenko. Clermenko will go up. And the foul is called against Taki Tekoi. Tekoi is called with the foul.
Just before that play, Carla Bennett drove one in for the PUC's, Jet.
Yes, sir.
I think I was talking your ear off at that moment as the timeout comes.
No doubt, Stu, but hey, you always talk about great stuff, so I can't be mad at you whatsoever.
Flatiron, folks. Flatiron is bringing you this this timeout, Sports Bar and Food, 724 B Street in San Rafael. More sports than fits on a plate, Jet. That's a Flatiron full bar with specialty drinks and wines. 10 beers on tap, 10% discount, all food items for DU students with ID. So if you go down there, Jed, don't forget your ID.
No doubt about it. I got to go check it out. I have never been in the Flatiron, Stu.
Oh, it's a great little spot.
Not once. As big as a sports guy as I am, I have not yet to come in the Flatiron. I think my issue first semester was gas. My issue this semester is laziness. So.
All right, then.
I got to fix them both.
Now, the women's standings in the CalPAC Conference, Holy Names atop. Undefeated names, 11-0. Menlo College tied with the Penguins at 8-3. William Jessup is alone in third place. I had mentioned the Penguins are in third place. Penguins are actually in third place only by percentage points. William Jessup follows the DUs at 6-5, Bethany at 5-6, Maritime and Simpson at 4-7. East Bay's, unbelievably, Cal State East Bay near the bottom at 4 wins and 8 losses. And Pacific Union has yet to win a conference game. And, if the Penguins have their way, they won't start tonight. But you never know. 62-39, here he is with the play-by-play, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. The ball being inbounded by PUC. PUC will have it. Not good passing. A little bit of miscommunication, and the ball will go out of bounds as the Lady Penguins will have it. Tekoi will inbound it into Flatten. Alicia Flatten having a nice, fluid game. She's able to get her teammates involved a lot tonight, which is great. Oh, as the ball is stolen by Batiste, but out of bounds. She wasn't able to get control of it. Caught Brittany Rowland sleeping a little bit. Was able to step up and knock the ball away. Almost got the steal. Had to hold our breath for a second on that one. As the ball goes back in, Rowland threw a pass out to Flatten. Flatten was almost across the line. She tried to toss it back into Rowland. Rowland still, I guess, had a heel on the line. So PUC will inbound it now. Bartlett will have the ball. Go up to 21, Batiste. Batiste will go down to Bartlett again. Bartlett, good little point guard. She's definitely able to get some of her teammates involved. But just as I sing her praises, Alicia Flatten snatches the ball away from her. Goes up to Rowland. Rowland will drop the easy layup. Good looking by Alicia Flatten. Good execution by Rowland. 64-39. 13.5 minutes left. And the Pioneers carry the ball up court. 64-39. They have to find some way to get back in this, dude. I know I always root for our Lady Penguins to win, but I root for everyone to have a good game. I want to see the Pioneers give us a little bit of a challenge here, Stu. Show us a little bit more.
First half, they were playing great. Seems like they're just pooping out a little bit. Penguin bench is very deep, Jet.
No doubt.
And Pioneers just not giving up yet, but
it's coming close.
Yes, sir. We definitely have our share of young players, too, as well as the Pioneers. More so the Pioneers, but...
Yeah, you're not kidding. Five freshmen in the starting lineup.
Yes, sir. Shelly Kamiko gets the ball down low from Mikhail Gomes. Scores another easy, too, 66-39. I'm feeling double-double tonight for Shelly Kamiko.
Kamiko's having one of those games yet.
I'm definitely feeling it. I'm definitely feeling that Shelly Kamiko is going to do something historical tonight, given the chance. As Vanessa Fielder had the ball, she drove in nice against Kamiko.
And what a play by Fielder. That was unbelievable.
Yes,
off
sir.
The right glass, flat, knocked it in.
I believe that's Felder. We
Felder,
got it
really right.
Wrong, Felder. Glancing at these names and tons of other stuff. Get some things confused, but in for the game right now will be Bartlett. And also, as well as Bianca Patrick, both freshmen. And there is a lot of freshmen. I have not seen a college squad start this many freshmen still in a while.
I know. Earlier in the first half, I mentioned four freshmen in the starting lineup for PC. In fact, it was five.
Right. And the ball is stolen by Raquel Gomes. Gomes will go down court. She sees Roland. Roland will go up and get the easy two again. Oh, it's in and out. Roland not able to execute too good as Raquel Gomes will pull the foul as she makes the shot. 68-41, and Gomes will go to the line. Gomes will go to the line. Just like we were saying before, Gomes made that beautiful shot, Stu, that, you know, this is a young PUC team. And I can definitely say a lot of these girls, you said they're five starting freshmen. And, I mean, these girls are just playing high school ball this past year. I mean, that's quite the transition from high school college ball in such a quick time, especially as a starter. Dominican had the ball, and Takoy will get fouled, and she'll go to the line for the Lady Penguins. The score still is 68-41, a little over 12 minutes left. So, I mean, Stu, a lot of young players, a lot of these girls just facing that transition from high school. I mean, that's got to be tough for this PUC team. I mean, just to hear that you're coming in as a freshman and the majority of your team are freshmen, and, hey, you might get the starting nod on game day. I mean, it's
got to
put some pressure on you.
Takoy misses the first one and makes the second.
Yep, Takoy goes ahead. Great play so far tonight as Roland will play tight defense on Ford. Julie Ford. Oh, the ball is snatched by Alicia Flatten. Flatten has it. She'll go on low to Roland. Roland will go up, get another layup, making up for the last one missed, 69-41. And the Lady Penguins are having a great game. That's 71-41. The scoreboard was a little slow on that one. As Bartlett will come in and put up another easy layup, the Penguins, I don't know what happened on defense on that play. They just didn't get back quick enough. 71-43.
They just broke down and allowed Bartlett to sneak right in there.
Yes, sir. One thing about these types of games, when you get ahead, you got to keep the pressure on. You never know what a team can come back up and catch fire.
Bartlett softed it in there. That was a beautiful play.
No doubt. The ball is knocked away by Vanessa Felder. Knocked away from Kermenko as the ball will go up again. And Felder will make the easy layup. Raquel Gomes had two people on her. She tried to play good defense, couldn't get back, couldn't zero in on her man. It's flat when I have the ball. She'll go inside, down low to Kermenko, and a great, got a little choked up, Stu, got a little too excited. Alicia Flatten, great passing, right down to Shelly Kermenko, and Kermenko is having a great game, 73-45.
And you're not kidding. She is having
it. Is a timeout.
She is having an absolutely fantastic game. But speaking of fantastic, that pass from Flatten through three Pioneer defenders to find Kermenko down low. I mean, I don't know how she snuck it through there. She just threaded the needle, found Kermenko, who can't miss right now. Shelly is on it right now.
No doubt about it. Kermenko is having a great game. I mean, there's really nothing much more to be said, huh, Steve?
No, she's got it all going on. I mean, she's shooting both sides. She's crashing. A lot of rebound action. Filling it up. But down low and up close, Kermenko is unstoppable. Speaking of unstoppable, this timeout brought to you by T&B Sports, downtown San Rafael. Since 1943, T&B Sports. Check it, 1946. T&B Sports, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. And here he is with a play-by-play, Jed Jackson.
No doubt. I'm wearing some of their merchandise right now, Stu, as the ball is taken in by Julie Ford. Ford able to get the layup as Roland will inbound it to Flatten. Flatten having a great game so far this second half, showing a lot of good assists, a lot of good, eyes as a point guard, running this offense the best way she knows how, which is the winning way. Let's go down to Gomes. Gomes' ball will bounce off the feet of Batiste, and Dominican will inbound the ball again. So Alicia Flatten has it. Kick ball called on Pioneers. Flatten will go out to Hofoka. Hofoka gets a hand in her face, doesn't make it, misses. As Raquel Gomes shoots out to Rowland. Rowland goes up in and out. I thought that one was going in for sure. As the ball will be inbounded. The ball will be rebounded, however. That is by Lady Penguins. The score is 73-47 so far here with 10 minutes left. That's 73-49 as the layup is just made by the Pioneers as Brittany Rowland has the ball again. Rowland will have it. It goes down to Hofoka. Hofoka holding the ball, getting swarmed by defenders as she goes down to Flatten. Flatten will have it sitting on the perimeter. Flatten showing great ball handling skills as mob and catches the foul by number 35. That's Joanne Morris. Joanne Morris is also another freshman, one of the many starting freshmen. As the subs come in for DU, Kelsey Janice and Shauna Bryan will come in for Brittany Rowland and Raquel Gomes. Relieve them for the moment, as well as Devin Tenney, Kay Tongan, and I'm sorry, not Kay Tongan, Kane Tagonin will come in for this PUC squad. 73-49, 9 minutes and 44 left on the clock. As Janice has the ball, she'll pull up for the short. Jimmy makes it, pulls the short jumper. 75-49. The scoreboard needs to catch up with me. Still over too fast for him, just too fast. This ball will have it again. Yes, I did. As the ball will have it again. Seems like Tekoi will inbound it. 75-49. 9:26. Yes, sir. Still, you like my little coin frames? As the ball will have it. That's straight from the mouth of Stuart Scott. Had to score that one. As Dominican goes up and scores an easy two again. 77-49. There seems to be no resistance by this PUC team on the defensive side of the ball. As Batiste will go up, shoot the three, misses it. And there is foul against PUC. Tekoi will now inbound it for Dominican University. So it's 77-49, 9:04. And this is a good game, Stu, especially considering that Michaela Basterville, the junior here on this basketball team, great, great basketball player, great, great defensive player for this Penguins team. She broke her collarbone against Maritime.
What a loss.
And not only broke it, Sue, I've seen the x-ray. She snapped it. It looked like it was absolutely snapped, like you took a stick and snapped it. And she is yet again still back at practice. So that is amazing, because the collarbone is the hardest bone to break. What they say is the hardest thing to come back from is Dominican put up the shot. Ball's rebounded but knocked out of bounds by the Pioneers. Alicia Flatten will inbound it. But I'm telling you, that type of injury, Sue, is not something that is easy to come back. I mean, it put her down for the season.
Oh, that's a killer. I mean, Baskerville is, well, not only a starter, but just one of the high scorers on the team and just a total threat in the conference.
No doubt. Ashana Bryan will go out to Alicia Flatten. Flatten goes up, in and out jumper, almost got it. Ball is rebounded, and Bartlett will take it up court.
Presence of mind of Flatten there to just look where her feet were, back up very methodically, slowly, and fire the three. Almost knocked it down. Penguins approaching 80 points.
No doubt about it. As Flatten will get the steal again, she'll go up court, shoots, and gets the foul, goes in, and won 79-49. And the Lady Penguins are up by too much. 8-13. I thought I'd never say that, Sue. We were up by 30.
How did she, Flatten get that thing to fall? I mean, she was getting accosted during the foul on her way up to the hoop, but as if she wasn't even looking at it, and somehow the ball found the bottom. I mean, and it was a swish, too.
No doubt about it.
Free throw, no basket. One of the Penguins fell into the key. Took the free throw away from her, and Flatten had made it.
She laughed it off because she's definitely not tripping about it. The score is 79-49.
That's what 30 points will do.
30 points will make you sit back and relax a little bit. I'm telling you, 79. It is amazing to think that 79 points, that's almost as much. Well, I'll tell you, Kobe Bryant wasn't that far from that, playing in Madison Square Garden the other night, too, which is amazing. As many points as our whole team can score, he can go ahead and put up. great hoop players, great ball player that we definitely look up to here on radio.dominican.edu. Definitely admire his play as the ball is taken up court by the Pioneers. Devin Tinney will go up, catch the foul from Kesarina Afoka. And Tinney will go to the line. 79-49.
9-2 Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Currently, it is 6:46 on Thursday, the 5th of February. 09 fans. Penguins versus the Pioneers from Pacific Union College. 6:46 p.m. on the West Coast in California. Broadcasting live from Dominican University of California on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A.
Yes, sir. Best touch in the world, Stu, is the ball being bounded by Shauna Bryant. Brittany Rowland definitely's got the dribbles. She is able to move. She has great ball handling skills for such a young freshman. Even though she's double-teamed, the ball goes to Afoka, right out of the hands of Afoka. Butler will have it, take it up court, gets around Janice. Scores the easy two. 79-53, 7:23 on the clock as Rowland has the ball again, and she's swarmed by defenders. This Pioneers team desperately trying to play some kind of defense as Afoka now has the ball. Should go back up top to Rowland. Rowland will go to Janice. Janice, an all-star player on this squad, go out to Tekoi. Tekoi, the new all-star, the true freshman, will go down to Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant able to control the ball. Goes down to Afoka. Afoka just lightly puts it up. No effort whatsoever. 81-53.
Afoka was absolutely wide open on the series before Bryant hit her and she knocked down the two. Afoka was sitting right there under the hoop. Perhaps the coach said, hey, look, Afoka, don't shoot, because she was wide open 3 feet from the hoop and didn't fire it. But she ended up getting the ball to go down on the subsequent play when she absolutely couldn't not shoot.
No doubt. Afoka is also a freshman as well. Like I said, we have our young players, but we're definitely seeing a lot of good talent coming from these young players.
You're right.
So all credit due to the great recruiting by Coach Brianna Chambers. As the ball will go down, Dominican will pass it in. Shauna Bryant will go up, get the easy two, and they're just racking up stats, dude. It's 6-19, 6-18, 83-53. You know me. I love it when we're winning. And the Lady Penguins have not disappointed so far tonight. Home fans are definitely looking at a great game, a blowout by many proportions as the ball will be carried up by Pioneers. They'll go down low, and a shot is put up by number 40. Number 40 does not show up from the Pacific Union Pioneers. She does not show up on my roster, Stu. However, Dominican will carry the ball right up court. He has the ball. Focal will have it. She'll go down low to Bryant. Bryant will go up. Make the easy two. 85-55. We're trying to figure out who number 40 is.
40 is Claudia Baldaras, the 6-foot junior out of Sacramento.
Well, she's listed as 55.
Yeah,
Claudia
they switched
Baldaras.
It.
Oh, they switched up numbers. You can't do that to the last minute, but they got us. That's all right.
So once in a while, they get us, Jet.
Once in a while, they get us. However, the foul is called against Dominican University, and number 35, Bianca Patrick, will go to the line. 5:23, 85-55. Five fouls for us, five fouls for them. Just all kinds of multiples of fives, too.
35 on the line.
35 on the line.
It only took her 5 seconds to shoot.
Only took her five, and there is a timeout called.
Ah, good opportunity to recognize one of the sponsors of DU Athletics, Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital at 1924th Street in San Rafael. Full-service vet hospital, acupuncturist and Chinese traditional veterinary medicine. And multiple languages are spoken down there, Cantonese, Japanese, Spanish. I bet they speak English, too, Jet. I'm not positive. That's Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital. That's not true. I am positive they do speak English. Also, Pedigree Store, Pet Store and Grooming. 19 years experience, all kinds of haircuts for your pet, Jet. Flea products available. And that's Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital, Pedigree, Pet Store, and Grooming. Located in the same building at 1924th Street in San Rafael. Now it says here, receive a $10 gift card with a haircut or a $5 gift card with a bath. And that's for your pet, Jet. Not for
oh,
you
I was about to say, a
or
bath.
Your roommate.
A bath. I'm living in the college dorms. All you got is showers. A good bath would do me some great.
That's right. 1924th Street. No, I'm sitting right next to you. You're doing all right. 5:23 to go.
I'm not saying that from now. I'm saying for relaxation purposes. My hygiene is perfect. I have the most beautiful hygiene on the west side of the Mississippi.
All right, take it easy. 85-56 fans, 5:23 to go. Here's Jet with the play.
Stuart Horn gets me every time. I got to brush up on my comeback, Stu. Just keep tagging me as 35 is on the line. That would be Bianca Patrick, the freshman. The 5'9 freshman will make her free throw. Score is 85-57. And Shauna Bryant will inbound the ball for your Lady Penguins. She'll go up to Kelsey Janish. Janish with the Randy Moss receiver tight catch. Real great positioning. Able to get the ball. It'll go off to Tekoi. The Penguins still looking to score. They're definitely still going for blood here. Not showing any back down whatsoever. We'll go down low to Bryant. Bryant will go up to Jordan, to Silva, to Ramo. Ramo will go off to Tekoi. Tekoi will go back up to Roland. Brittany Roland, true loving. 5 minutes on the shot clock. Janice shoots short air ball. Tekoi has it. 2 minutes left. She puts it up. Right off the top of the rim, there's no kind of shot clock violation. There's a push on DeRamo. Joined DeCilia DeRamo from Fort Bragg. We always brag on her here on radio.dominican.edu. Was charged with the push as Ford will carry the ball up court for the Pioneers. PEC just not having the game they expected to have coming in here. Definitely doesn't look like they're going to put a win on that schedule anytime soon as they carry into court. Pull up for the two. It's rebounded by the Pioneers. Go up. Number 33, Bianca Patrick, will be credited with that again. And as I said before, with the free throw shot, that was Joanne Morris, not Bianca Patrick, from the previous calls. Both players looking quite similar on the court. As Rowland will have the ball, and she passes out to Tekoi, and the foul will be against Julia Ford, fouled Rowland. Brittany Rowland, the true freshman from Seattle, having a great game. Pulled a couple threes, got some layups in there. She's definitely coming of age here at Dominican University as she goes down to Kelsey Janice, who pulls up for the long two, gets it. And there is no back down whatsoever. 87-59, 4 minutes left. And the foul is called down court against the Lady Penguins. And a lot of frustration on the faces of the PUC Pioneers. They are not happy with the way this game has gone, Stu, as they should be. They should not be happy whatsoever. I mean, it's got to be hard going into this, not yet posting the win. Coming in all the way over here to San Rafael, 87-60 now as Ford makes the first of her free throws. But definitely Dominican University has played great basketball. I have no arguments and no complaints. As Ford will go up, takes the second shot, and it dances around the rim, is rebounded by DeRamo. DeRamo will go into Janice. Janice gets the ball snatched out of her hands by Batiste. Batiste will go back to Ford again. Ford will go back to Batiste. Batiste looking for something to do. She goes down to Felder. Felder will go up, showing great athleticism on that play. Felder showing great ball handling skills and movement, was able to get up and get the score. As the ball is knocked out of bounds on the inbound by Batiste. Batiste losing control of the ball. Will now be inbounded by Tekoi. Will go down to Rowland. Brittany Rowland, the true freshman. Washington goes up to Bryant. Bryant goes up for the shot. And it seems like Bryant will go to the line. She was fouled on that one. Number 21, Batiste will be credited with it. I thought it'd be Felder. But Batiste apparently got more skin than she expected. She did. Bryant will go up and make the first of two. 88-62, 3:35 left on the clock. Bryant will go up again and get the shot again. So it's 89-62, and the Lady Penguins are still ahead by much in this game against the PUC Pioneers. And Felder swinging around the elbows, not feeling too happy about that.
Yeah, Felder kind of got tough all of a sudden there, and she got rung up for it.
A little bit of frustration coming out so far in this game as Kelsey Janice carries the ball up for the DUs. By that, I mean the Penguins. Tekoi will have the ball, and she'll Pass out to Roland. Roland will go out to Janice. Janice will go down low. The shot of Bryant. Bryant is swarmed in the paint. Will go out to Janice. Janice will pull the jumper in and out. Almost thought that one would make it. The Pioneers will take the ball up court. They'll go down to Vanessa Felder. Felder not able to get control of it. And Dominican University will have the ball. Shauna Bryant will inbound it. And in now for the Pioneers will be number 3, Carla Bartlett, as well as 23, Aaron True, and Joanne Morris. As Dominican keeps their remaining players on the court, Chelsea Janish will carry the ball. She'll go up. Brittany Rowland happens to snatch it down. Taki Tokoi has it. And there is an off-ball penalty called on number 23. That is Aaron True from Newberry Park, California. She will get the foul. And DeRamo, that's Jordan Da Silva DeRamo, will go to the line all the way from Fort Bragg. Makes the first. DeRamo definitely having a good game as well. Seems like the entire bench had a good game. Everyone is in uniform and seemed to touch the court tonight, Stu. 90-62.
You're right. Everybody is playing well on the Penguin squad. So while the score may suggest otherwise, PC's playing pretty well. D's are just playing great. They really are playing well.
No doubt about it.
By the way, fans, our next broadcast will be Saturday the 14th. Hey, that's going to be Valentine's Day, Jet. William Jessup University will be in the house. The Warriors from William Jessup currently doing very well in the conference. As Jet and I mentioned earlier, they are just behind the Penguins as far as the women's standings are concerned. They are second place in the men's conference ahead of the Penguins. So that should be quite a way to wrap up the season, the broadcast season anyway. That'll be on the 14th of February. Jet and I will be here, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. William Jessup.
Well, if I'm not on, it's okay. I mean, we can talk.
All right, so if you missed that, our next broadcast, the 14th. Jessup in the house. Penguins, William Jessup, 14th, 5:30 women, 7:30 men.
No doubt about it. 2 minutes and 16 left. It's 91-65, Stu. The Penguins just tossed it out of bounds. A little miscommunication on that one. But it's not hurting them. 91-65. Like I said, everyone on our side of the bench seems to be on cruise control. We're ahead. We're looking good. We're playing good balls. The Pioneers have it. And they'll go down low. The ball is snatched away by DeRamo. DeRamo having a great game. I mean, she's playing great defensive. Offensively, she's just having a great game coming off the bench here for the Lady Penguins.
Penguin men waiting in the wings. Those guys are jumping. They're ready to go.
No doubt, and especially a win by the women's team gets them fired up going into this game against PUC.
Yeah, 91-65.
If that don't fire you up, I don't know what will. The only way to get fired up more than that is to jump on top of the campfire, Stu, but right now, Ford will take the ball up with a little bit of a wild shot. It's rebounded by Shauna Bryant of Dominican University, and Kelsey Janice now has it. She'll take the ball up court with a minute and 45 left, 91-65.
That's a lot of points.
That's a whole lot of points. I'm not no kind of mathematician, but that's got to be somewhere in the, I'll say the deep 100s.
Aaron True with the foul there.
If you add them up.
There you go.
Aaron True with the foul, 91-65, as DeRamo will go to the line again. Jordan Da Silva DeRamo all the way from Fort Bragg, California. Where is the number 14?
Deep.
And the subs come in for the Pioneers. Seems like Claudia Balderas will come in, as well as Shayna Herman. All young players. Well, Balderas is a junior. She's the only junior on this squad, this young PUC squad. As Bryant will have the ball. Jordan has the ball. Will go out to Tokoi. Tokoi will go down to Roland. Roland will have the ball, and they're all over Roland. No kind of fouls called whatsoever.
Herman playing some massive defense. 5'2".
No doubt about it. Brittany Roland goes in and puts up The simple two doesn't quite get it in. Bounces off the side of the rim, 91-65.
I got to give props to Herman. She comes in off the bench and just starts slamming.
No doubt about it. Herman's definitely working. One thing you can do, if you're not going to win, at least you can do is work good and try to improve during the game. Try to step your game up so you can take something away from a type of victory or loss like this. You got to continue to play hard. That's a great showing of a champion. And Shauna Bryant seems to catch an elbow right to the face. Bryant brushes it off, though. The freshman has an ironclad jaw all the way from Ripon, California. She sort of just blinked her eyes, shook it off, and said, okay, I guess.
Inside of a minute, Balderas to the line.
91-65 still. Balderas will shoot. Misses the first one. The ball is rebounded by Tekoy. It'll sit in the hands of Janice. They're still pressing on this side of the ball. I have no idea why. But the foul is called on 21, and Dominican's just going to go to the line and get more points. So it's 91-65, 48.2 seconds left. I've never seen a comeback in 48.2 seconds, and I think it's highly, highly unlikely unless our team were to just fall asleep right now and they would have to be scoring ridiculously.
26 points in 48 seconds?
I don't want to say impossible because nothing's impossible,
I will.
But unlikely. Very, very, very unlikely.
I don't even think it is possible.
Under
the best of circumstances.
It's not even impossible's planet. It's not on its street, its neighborhood, its city. As the ball is stolen away, and Shauna Bryant will have it after it's batted down by Taki Tekoy, and I cannot believe that PUC is continuing to play tight defense with 32 seconds left in this game.
Hey, that's hard.
That is hard, but 92-65, save your energy. Save it for the ride home. Save it for something. Brittany Rowland will have the ball go down low to Duranwa. Duranwa not able to wrangle it up there. It will go out to Janish. 13 seconds left. Janish will go up, not credited with the foul. She got knocked in the face a little bit, but no foul called as Barley will carry the ball up court.
4 seconds.
4 seconds left on the clock, 92-65.
What happened?
There was a foul that was not called. They wanted the foul called on the PU side of the ball, but the refs didn't quite catch it as the shot is put up by Bartlett. She misses. 92-65. Definitely can't blame the heart of the Pioneers, but 92-65, it seemed like from the start they had no shot in this game. Lady Penguins will walk away with a good victory against PUC. PUC will go ahead to be 0-18, 0-12 in conference. And Lady Penguins will go ahead to be 8-9, 6-2 in conference. So, hey, I'm liking it, Stu. We're doing good so far. That definitely puts us up there. We're sitting in third right now, only behind Menlo and Holy Name. So, we're tied with Menlo for second. If we can go ahead and keep these wins going, we can get ahead. And hopefully you have that good matchup with Holy Name.
You know, Jed, I'm looking at the schedule here, and I'm not sure which is right. It says up top on the standings, it says Dominican women were 8-3 coming into tonight.
Right.
But then next to Brianna Chambers' lineup, it says 5-2. So I'm not sure which is correct.
Right. Some kind of typo, but we know we got to win tonight. So
one thing we know,
we're in the neighborhood.
We got to win tonight.
The men's team will start to take the court as we will bring you that exciting matchup as well. PUC Pioneers definitely bring some size and a little bit of athleticism, but the Penguins are going to be playing. However, there is a new update I have for you, Stu.
Give it to me, Jed.
A shocking update. Adam Chavis will not be playing this game.
What happened?
Adam Chavis has some kind of hamstring injury. He missed his journalism class I have with him earlier today to go see the doctor about it. He said he could really not walk on it too well. I talked to him during the halftime with the ladies' game.
That's
and
terrible.
And Chavis will
news.
Not be playing. Chavis, that is not good news for the Penguins team. Chavis is a Cal-Pat player there. However, we've had that player step up in the past. Ari Avintosh is going to have to step up. Ryan Trammell is going to have to step up, as well as the freshmen such as Xavier Muldrow, Mark Lewis. It's going to take a team effort to win this one.
Yeah, when you lose Chavis, that's a tough one, as you mentioned, the Cal-Pac Player of the Year.
But he was suited up, though, however. Adam Chavis was suited up. It's not sure today or right now whether he will play or not, but he definitely is ready and prepared to. We're going to have to see how that develops going to this game. We got 19 minutes to figure out whether he's going to be in it or not.
All right, fans, Jet and I will be back in about 15 minutes with the pregame activities. Penguin men at 9-2 in conference, taking on the Pioneer men for Pacific Union College, who are 2-9 in conference. And we'll have all of the play-by-play, the game in its entirety, all the action right here on radio. .dominican.edu. Please stay with us. Jet and I will be back in about 15 minutes.